I have tummy hurts stuck in my head, and then we also have both have stomach aches.
And we just saw Renee rap in theaters.
She's taking over our bodies.
Oh, she's here. She walks through the door.
Oh,
she's our neighbor.
She Sick. Is so cute.
I love how tall she is.
Should we look up how?
Yeah,
she just looked tall. Like
5'8"
in the movie. We just saw Mean Girls. It was good. I liked it.
I was pleasantly surprised.
In what way?
I thought it was gonna be like a teeny bop social media version.
She's 5'7".
Okay. Yeah, that tracks. I thought it was gonna be like a teeny bop, cheesy, didn't really like do the original justice. And I think it did the original justice by like honoring it. The script was basically exactly the same.
Yeah, they followed it for the most part. They missed some parts. They missed some like more raunchy parts for sure.
They left out a lot of the like controversial humor that would not fly nowadays.
But aside from that, even, you know what I was waiting for? When Amy Poehler comes in with hard nipples and the chihuahua is like biting her nipple and she's like, hey girls, like,
oh yeah,
like Busy Phillips could have had a fake nipple on with right. like a funny little rat dog or right. something like that. Just like those little parts that were in the original.
Well, did you catch when Tina Fey said, let's keep it PG-13?
Yeah,
I think that was actually a nod to having this be
a cleaner version. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the musical version.
Yeah.
Which comes with a little bit of corniness, but I mean, we're also not we're not musical people.
No.
So like, of course we're going to have that opinion, but not being a musical person, I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it was funny. It was really like, there were a few times where I chuckled.
It was funny. I will say Janice, I don't love how they did her. Obviously Janice in the original is this really like cool offbeat, alternative, like just super edgy person, and then in this one they just made her to be like Euphoria. They made her to be like edgy but still very much fucking trendy. Yeah. Which like Janice didn't stand for.
She wasn't trendy.
No, Janice was like very much an outcast, and I that's like, she's my favorite character. I love that about her. And
Yeah.
Damien was cool though. Damien was really funny. Cool. Incredible voice. They all had really, really good voices.
Yeah. The singing was great.
Cause I hate when musicals, you could tell it's like just dubbed over with like another person's voice. Yeah.
No, it was casted really well.
Yeah.
Really well. And you could even tell some of the lines, like I said, the script was nearly identical, and the more iconic lines, they even matched like the cadence of like, you can't sit with us.
Yeah,
she nailed that.
But then there were some that they didn't nail.
Like,
she doesn't even go here. He said that completely different.
I want my pink shirt.
He didn't say back. Yeah, didn't say back. Why didn't they say drink awesome shooters and soak up each other's awesomeness? Why would they leave that out?
Yeah.
That was such an iconic part of the original.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
I forgot about that one.
But you know what? I'm sure I could only imagine within like the writing and the production of some remaking something so iconic. You also don't want to photocopy it.
Right.
So they did it. It was good. It was good.
It was tasteful. And I was worried about the social media aspect and like everything just being surrounded by social media. And they did have bits like pretty long montages of like social media reactions.
Yeah.
But it was tasteful. And I think that replaced because what I missed from this movie was how we could hear Katie Heron's inner dialogue.
Yes.
You know how she would speak over and we'd hear obviously what she's saying in her head.
Or it'd cut to other students being like, one time I heard she insured her hair for $100,000 or whatever. Like those little sidebars to build the plot were done through like a vertical screen.
Like literally like a TikTok video.
Yeah. I liked the I loved
Karen.
Yeah. I loved Karen's character. Yep. She played Karen so well. She was so funny.
Gretchen was good too.
And I really liked the Halloween montage. Like that whole number was really cute.
Yeah, that was cute. I didn't like who they casted for, and this is gonna be majorly controversial because he's huge right now. For Aaron Samuels.
Me either. That actor is huge right now.
Well, he's in a
I have never seen him in my life.
The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's an Amazon Prime show, and I've actually watched it. It's a really cute show. But
he wasn't good in it?
No, I think he was fine in it. I just don't think
I didn't like
There's
him
There's nothing like that draws me to him. He doesn't give me like the Chad Michael Murray.
Yes. But you know what, Alex?
We don't have
that's
that.
Our generation.
Yeah, though. That's true. They probably think
he is their Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
Of course we're not having the same feelings when we watch it because we're also not in high school anymore.
Like, right.
When we actually watched Mean Girls the first time, these were like older, the hot, cool kids. Because it came out in 2004. We were in fourth grade.
Right. That's so true.
Came out 20 years ago.
That's crazy. I know. Fourth grade?
Fourth grade, 2004. I always, because our class is the class that whatever the year it was of the 2000s was
the grade we were in.
Class of 2013.
12th grade.
Represent.
13th grade.
We started in 2012 and then obviously you go into the new year. It was cool. I don't think I'd watch it again.
No. And if you're on the fence, wait till it comes out like on, and you could stream it at home.
Yeah.
If you're on the fence. There's nothing in particular about watching it in theaters that makes it worth watching in theaters. Like,
whereas
The Color Purple, watch in theaters.
I was going to say, like, there's movie, like, even Saltburn, I wish I saw, now that I watched it on my laptop, I wish I saw it in theaters because it was done on film.
Yeah, that's how Oppenheimer, I'm so glad I saw Oppenheimer
in the theaters. Yeah, that's iconic.
That was huge.
In theaters.
Yeah.
But this one, you could wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
It was good though.
It was cute.
Renee Rapp's voice is insane.
Yes.
Like absolutely insane. I didn't love who played Katie. Something about Lindsay Lohan in the original, you know, the classic story where she starts innocent and then she becomes a plastic. This actress, I don't know her name. She's a great actress and all, but like for the part, when she became a plastic, she didn't turn into a plastic to me. She mm-mm. still was this like,
it wasn't believable.
Like innocent. Yeah. It wasn't believable.
There
at
was
all.
One part where, when Regina walks up to the table and is wearing sweats.
You're right.
And she's turned around and I was like, okay, like she's embodied. Yeah. She was sassy and she was like embodying the mean girl.
Yeah.
But other that than that, it. that was the only scene.
Also, you know, in the original to Regina, her guy at the time, is that Shane? I think he was like, why are you eating calcium bars? Like coach gives us these to bulk up.
Yes.
And then she screams.
Yeah.
And this, it was a completely different setting, which was fine. Honestly, it was like, it worked for the story.
Yeah.
But the scream was so delayed. Did you notice that? Busy Phillips, her mom goes, why are you eating these? This is what we used to give grandma when we were trying to make her gain weight. And it was probably like an 8 to 10 second like pause. Realization in her eyes.
It
and
like shows
close up
her
shot of her face.
Right.
And then she goes, but like, why would that take so long to scream?
And like her, cause she was on a treadmill while she was doing this and like pulling out the key to the treadmill and like, stop. It was
so long.
It was overly dramatic for no reason when that scene is supposed to be so like,
what?
I'm pissed.
Are you fucking like, and just like get into it.
Oh, we just scared,
I scared Link when I did that. I'm sorry.
It's okay,
Mom.
Little mom.
Mom, we're just talking about a movie we saw.
The way she looked back. She literally stopped.
She was like, okay.
Looked back and was like, so? And then walked away.
We walked away. We saw it at 11:30 a.m., guys.
Yeah, we got up and I was like,
Saturday movie.
I went out to a bar last night and I was like, oh, I gotta get up.
I like went to bed last night and I was like, okay, hey, I'm not sleeping in. Like, I have something to do tomorrow.
We gotta be up bright and early.
It felt like it. I had been sleeping in kind of late because I'd been sick. So it was kind of early for me to get up this weekend.
Yeah. It's a long day.
I felt productive though that we saw that movie.
Yeah, definitely. Got out of the house early.
Right.
Checked that off of our
list. Got some market research.
Right.
And now we're talking about it.
Love that.
On our multi-trillion-dollar podcast.
All of these millions of listeners.
Millions of listeners. All you guys out there.
Oh, God. Literally. But our stomachs hurt. Yeah. I think it was it's a combination of, I don't know, I think maybe my pizza that I had at 11 a.m. and the car ride.
And I had filet mignon sliders.
Yeah, I think it was just, our stomachs were like, whoa, what is happening?
We were like, hold on, too early.
Yeah. And then we both got car sick. And then, I don't know, I'm super nauseous.
I'm drinking peppermint tea to settle my stomach. Now my tummy hurts. She's in love with her. Wearing what it's worth. They make beautiful babies.
What a great song. Do you have a song of the day? I have a song of the day.
Yeah, I can get one. Ooh, okay. Oldie but a goodie. Live Your Life by T.I. and Rihanna.
Live Your Life.
Hey. Yeah. It's a good song.
It's a great song. Mine is Keep Those Teardrops From Falling by Natalie Bergman. I put it in our group chat with the girls. Oh,
that one. Okay, yeah.
Really cute vibe.
Cute vibe.
Cute vibe. Go listen to it.
Let's talk about Ariana Grande's new song. Yes, guys. And
she could do whatever she wants.
She's fine, but
she could do whatever she wants.
I didn't care for it.
I will never be like, ooh, let's play that new song. Which all of her other shit, I'm always like, ooh, let's play Thank You Next. Like,
I listen to every single one of her albums. Monopoly. Like, they just came out.
Yep. I don't know. It feels too poppy.
You know what I saw on TikTok? People were saying it was a H&M dressing room.
Yes.
And?
Yes. And? Yeah. Too poppy. I don't know. I even feel bad critiquing it because literally the song is about don't fucking critique me. I don't care.
Well, but we're not critiquing it because we're not even fucking musicians, but I think we're allowed to have an opinion on it.
Right. True. It's just so poppy. I think it falls in the category that like Yummy fell into, where it was one of the first singles that came out before the album, kind of just grabbed PR. And
I think that's what this is too.
Yeah.
I don't, or at least I have faith that the rest of the album won't be that exact vibe. Cause she
just like a club.
Yeah. I think she's just throwing it out. And honestly, what I do love about the song is the message. Mm-hmm. Like I love what the she's saying. The
music video is really good too.
Music video was great. There was a lot of like little Easter eggs to all her like past albums within the video. Like I see what she's doing, and I think it was a perfect time to drop a song like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess as far as like my playlist, it's not on my playlist, but am I gonna stream the whole fucking album the second it comes out? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like definitely. I love her no matter what. It's one of those. That's how I feel about Lorde and like Solar Power.
Right.
Like she dropped it. Did I love it? No. But do I love her
still? Yeah.
Forever.
I think this song specifically might just be the same way I feel about Borderline.
Yeah, I don't care about Borderline.
No. And there's one other song that she did with
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
The light is coming to take everything in the darkness. I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
That's Pharrell, actually.
Oh, that's Nicki. The light is coming.
It is Nicki?
Yeah.
Is it Pharrell, too?
Blazed is Pharrell Williams.
Got it. Okay.
Both of those. Oh, yeah. Okay, Borderline is Missy Elliott.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Those are my skippers.
Yeah.
Sweetener. Like I said, maybe they are like the poppy versions. Yep. And
I think she'll have some skippers, but I guess this album is going to be called Eternal Sunshine.
Mm.
And the music video, the AG7 card that like pops up in the beginning, the coordinates go to Montauk, and that's where it was filmed. Set. And it's also Mac Miller's favorite movie.
I love that.
And I just love that. I think that's so cool.
Any other pop culture?
I know. Geez, we're just like pop culture.
Pop culture. Over podcast. Here in
my gross ripped workout leggings. Like the way I am sitting here critiquing these millionaires.
Right.
As if like I know what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
Thank You Next.
Oh, thank you. Oh, they referenced
that in Mean Girls. That was cute. That was cute. I liked that.
I did. I also liked, I was really afraid that they would change Kevin G's rap.
I'm so glad they did.
I remember thinking, oh, God bless.
Yeah. When it was I was like, thank you.
I'm so glad they kept it.
It was good. His character was cute. Another thing that like him coming up to Janice at the dance at the end. Like, oh, I loved that. Janice and Damien didn't even match going to the dance. And they're like,
right, in their suits.
Janice did wear, in the new one, she did wear a purple thing, which was like a good homage.
Also, at the Mathlete competition, the fucking Lindsay Lohan in it.
Yeah, I love
and then
that.
She goes, sponsored by SeatGeek.
That was nuts.
What?
I guess it was actually sponsored then, because I don't think they would have said it if it wasn't.
Yeah, you're probably like not even allowed to use that verbiage if it's not.
I think SeatGeek actually just got their shit in there.
Yeah.
Which, respect.
Which is funny because like with the touches of social media, like hearing sponsored by SeatGeek is just such a social media line.
Burnt into my DNA at right, this point.
Exactly. So you could look at it ironically and funny, or you could look at it like, okay, really, guys?
That's why I think it was well played. Like it.
Yeah.
It's naturally ironic, but it still is a product placement.
Right.
Which is cool.
Right. They worked it in really nicely.
Yeah. Pam from The Office was Katie's mom.
She was great.
They looked like mom and daughter.
Yeah.
Like that was casted perfectly.
Perfectly. And Busy looks like Renee.
So much. I love Busy Phillips so much too.
I love her name.
I know. Busy.
Busy.
She's like still so chill. Like, I would fear right. naming my kid Busy would make them like
frantic.
Yeah.
Frantic just kids.
Like constantly like.
Fuck, I gotta stay busy.
Just.
Right.
You know but what she's I mean? Like, she's chill. That's who's in my blunt rotation. Busy Phillips.
Busy Phillips. That's a good blunt rotation.
Should we do ours right now?
Sure.
Let's pick four.
Yeah.
Four people.
Yeah.
Busy, Mac Miller, Seth Rogen, Adam Sandler.
Michelle Obama, Tom Hardy.
Hot. Yeah. No, I can't be high around him. I'd be staring. No.
I'd make a move. Are you kidding?
Right. Not high though. I don't think I'm flirty when I'm high. I think I'm like.
No. Oh. No, you're like talkative and like.
Right. But that might like be to uppity. My what's it? My fault? That wouldn't be good.
Oh.
What if I'd be like annoying?
But he's tied too.
Well, you know what? This is your rotation.
Right. You're not in this.
Okay. Thank you.
You can come if you want.
Yeah.
Use it out of circle.
I'll bring you guys.
That's
stuff.
My friend.
Hey, I'm over here.
Michelle's like, what the fuck?
I don't think Michelle would like me. Michelle would think I was like bad influence or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just us three, me, Michelle, and Tom.
What are you guys gonna talk about?
Oh, all of it.
Tax policy. Actually though, like what would they have in common? I think you could be the bridge.
Yeah.
But what the fuck do they
We
have
could all
in
talk
common?
About me.
Okay. That works. I think my blunt rotation, I think we would have a blast.
Oh yeah.
I think it'd be just like giggles and
for sure.
And giggles.
Giggles.
Just a lot of,
and even more giggles.
And a lot of tickle,
tickle. Ooh, and Prince is in mind for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Bob Marley, done.
That's like
Prince.
Tom Hardy's really random in this.
I know. He's just hot. He doesn't have to say nothing. He just sits in
like
the circle.
He's weird when he smokes. Like he's probably gonna sit there and be like, aren't they dead? Like, wait, am I actually
right,
seeing them?
Like surrounded by dead people.
Besides Michelle Obama.
Right.
And you.
Right.
Right. No, that's my biggest fear. I'll never forget when I was sitting over there. Remember? I was sitting on the couch. This was like probably a year ago. And I said something to you. You were standing up on the other side of the couch, but I was looking at my phone and then I was waiting for your response. So I looked up to like catch your eye contact and you weren't there. And I was like, Alex, and you couldn't hear me because our walls are like,
oh yeah. You thought I was standing there, right?
Yes. And then you came out and I was like, I thought I was imagining you all along. And you were like, you are.
I played along with
yeah,
it.
I hate that. That's my biggest fear is that one day someone's going to be like, that girl you talk about, that's your best friend
on your podcast that you do solo.
There's nobody there, Kristen. And we've all just been entertaining it.
Ooh, imagine.
I do all the time. So comment down below.
Well, I'll just show up to your blunt rotation. He said, comment down below if Alex is real. Subscribe if Alex is real.
Yes, please. Okay, before we get into today's episode, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsor. Factor is a ready-to-eat meal delivery service with over 35 meals to choose from each week. These options include keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more.
What I love about Factor is their meals are done in just 2 minutes, and they have over 55 different snack options that you can add on to your boxes.
They're honestly so convenient to have in the fridge. We were getting ready to go out for New Year's Eve and like, obviously it's a big night, need to have something in my stomach. And we didn't have time to postmate anything and we had Factor meals in there. And you guys, the Facili, I believe it was like the Facili Bolognese or something, the pork Facili.
So
it's
good.
So good.
Oh,
these are actually
fire.
Really good. Like they feel like home cooked meals and they're so easy.
And Factor is super flexible, so you can choose anywhere between 4 and 18 meals per week. And you can pause or reschedule your services at any time.
Yeah, I feel like this is really convenient for especially busy weeks. Like sometimes when you have really busy days, if you're like working from home or anything, you might forget. Like all of a sudden you look down,
today.
It's 4 p.m. and you're like, I haven't had lunch. These are just so easy. So like you don't, you're still on track with your
the
meals.
Things that have to do and you can eat right. as well.
So if you guys want to check out Factor, head to factormeals.com/advice50 and use code advice50 to get 50% off.
That's code advice50 at factormeals.com/advice50 to get 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. I love today in general. We saw a movie that was remade 20 years ago. And then now we're going to play with Cootie Catchers and we're going to play MASH and
right.
Never Have I Ever. Like we're just being
kids.
We're
just being teenagers.
I think I was doing this like elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
MASH is very elementary.
Yeah, MASH is like
Never Have I Ever tops. Was more.
You're right. That's like eighth grade.
Yeah. You're getting like, you hit puberty.
Yeah. And Cootie Catchers.
Never
were
Have
also
I Ever Kissed
young.
A Boy in a Pool. What? You? I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Slay!
Woo!
I'm excited. No, we actually made real ass Cootie Catchers. I taught Alex how to make one. We sat next to each other.
I know.
At the table.
I remember thinking, like, this is really cute.
I did too. When I was teaching you, I was like, wow, like, this feels like. We're bonding. We're really getting to know each other.
Should we start with these?
I kind of want to. I'm just excited
Me
about
Me too.
Them.
Mine are good. Okay, so on the inside. So we did, if you guys know, on the Cootie Catcher, on the outside, you write numbers. And then whatever number the other person picks, you like do your Cootie Catcher business that many times. And then there's colors on the inside and they pick a color and then you open it up and it says something on the inside. I wrote all dares.
Okay. So you could do dares. You could do fortunes. You could do just like little messages. That's what I've always done growing up. But yeah, if you don't know what a Cootie Catcher is, it's a fun little like origami thing. It looks like that in Alex's hand. If you're on audio, come to YouTube. It'll make more sense. These were my fucking childhood, though. This was, like, what I would do in car rides. This is, like, ooh, could you catch your ASMR? This is, like, whatever you, the fortunes I would get in these two, like.
Oh, they were serious.
This was, like.
That was true life.
Life or death.
Yeah.
So.
It's like a magic eight ball.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah. Same genre.
Yeah.
Why did we come up with these? Like, where did
you
this idea
made
come?
One. We were on a Zoom call and Kristen was just like fidgeting with like a wrapper or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you made a Cootie Catcher. And then I was like, we were talking about games like that. And then
we were like, we should do it on the podcast.
Yeah. Just like spiraled.
Yeah. We saw some comments on last week's episode that were saying just like you guys wanting something a little less serious.
Yeah. We've been going in on
some serious topics.
Yeah. Big brain shit recently.
So today's for little brains. Represent.
We're nurturing our inner child right now.
Yeah. It's Saturday. I think that's what we're supposed to do on Saturdays.
Okay. Pick a number.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay. So she has 28, 13, 9, or 7. I'm going to go 28.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, oh 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 28. Oh,
I'm sorry. I picked the largest number, you guys.
28.
Okay. My colors are purple, pink, magenta, or green. I'm going purple.
Purple.
You probably wrote something.
I think this is a good one.
She probably wrote something bad there knowing that's my favorite color.
Scroll back to your 10th DM and read it.
Ooh, these are good dares, Alex.
I know. Do you want to do the other ones?
We'll do it a few times.
Okay.
Okay, my 10th DM, just a sec. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's my old coworker.
Okay. What is it?
She actually, you know what? I actually wanted to show you this. She's an artist, and she...
She drew the set?
She drew the set, dude.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, I used to work with her. How fun is that?
We'll put a picture up on the screen.
Yeah. Dave, remind me to send you this.
Sick.
I know, right?
Love that.
That's actually like so perfect.
Very cool. Do you want to give us something juicy just to add on?
I don't really have anything juicy, you guys. My DMs are dry. They're so dry.
It's okay. There's more in here. Pull like, something out of you.
Yeah, you'll get something later. That art, though, I told her I literally wanted to like live inside of it.
It's
so special.
We should like... pay her and have her ship it and we can frame it. That's really
cool.
Fucking cool.
Yeah. I'll ask her. Okay, Alex, your numbers are 10, 13, 4, or 7.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Her colors are purple, orange, seafoam green, or navy blue.
Navy blue.
Let's see. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So sweet. Mine are super mean.
Why am I gonna cry?
I know. Thank you. Do you really mean that?
Yeah, I wrote it. It's in the Cootie Catcher.
Thank you.
I'm crying.
Oh, that's really sweet of you.
Yeah. Anyway, next one. Okay, I'm going low number 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You go so slow.
I just take my time.
let me see. I got
same colors.
Oh, same colors. Let's go magenta. Magenta.
I don't know if I spelled that right. Oh,
weird. No, I think you did.
Okay. Call the most famous person in your contacts.
No, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not fucking doing that.
You have to. Who is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Have you seen this trend? They do it in the locker rooms of like famous like basketball players.
No, that's fucking brilliant. How do I search most famous person in my contacts?
Look for Jack Martz.
I just saw Taylor Valdez.
He went to our high school.
Yeah, he's like a quarterback. He's literally Aaron Samuels.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Are you sure?
Do you know?
I have a couple names that I know you have.
I don't know. I just don't know.
You want to pay me $1 for a different one?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Or I can call Liza. She literally won't answer, though.
Yeah. No, she's too busy. Okay, I'm going to give you the same colors. Or do you want to start over?
No, let's go same colors. Cause
yeah.
Pink. Pink was actually the other one I was going to choose.
I think pink's a good one, too.
Okay.
Text a random number in your phone and confess your love to them.
I can't stand you.
No, literally, when we sat down, I was like, Kristen's going to be like, Alex, why'd you do that?
This is so bad.
This is so fun. Okay. Do you want me to scroll
a random number?
Yeah.
Or just like
scroll okay. Pick, tap. And it could be a text. So.
And what does confessing love really mean? Can I just, let's see who I pick. Let's see who I pick.
Okay. And then that could tell how deep or shallow you go.
Right. Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop. What? What?
I have to do another one. I'm sorry. Like, right. Yeah, I have to do another one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go from the top again. So wait a little longer than that so I can at least pass that one. Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
I swear to God. Guys, I swear. I don't even. I shouldn't. I swear to fucking God.
It landed on Tanner.
I swear on my fucking mother and my dead grandmother. What the fuck?
Okay, we I'm can't do that.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That's nuts. Three for three.
Third time's a charm.
Tell me to stop.
Stop.
Melanie Craigslist.
Love that. Perfect. Ooh, I think this is who we bought our Coachella tickets from.
It is.
Perfect. Text her. Be like, I just want to tell you that I love you so much. I still have your number. You sold me your Coachella
ticket. No. No, you, and you know what? She sold me her ticket because she went to UC Berkeley and she had finals and she couldn't make it.
Right.
She sold me her ticket. She was really sweet. I think I do love her, actually. I, on my way driving there, I hydroplaned on the freeway.
Oh my God. It's really scary.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
What are you going to say?
Hi, love. Just wanted to reach out and let you know how much I love you.
And you're beautiful.
I think about you all the time. And you're beautiful is like awkward.
Right.
That's like weird.
And I think about your beauty.
Absolutely not. I'm just going to say and let you know how much I love you. Missing you always.
Always.
Missing you.
What always. Color heart are you going to do?
I did red. It's real love.
Oh, right.
I'm in love. Right.
Yeah. What? No, you're right.
Hi, love. I just wanted to reach out and let you know how much I love you. Missing you always.
Meg from Craigslist?
Melanie
from Craigslist.
Send.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what she says.
This is fun. Okay, 7, 13, 10, or 4?
10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Same colors.
Orange. Read the last 5 charges on your primary credit card.
Okay.
It's going to be boring.
Yeah.
But like, it's still like.
Do you want me to read the amounts?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Today, Creative Mobile Technologies, $29.40. It's a, I got a cab.
An expensive cab.
I know. Yesterday, the train, $2.90.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They're all going to be
going up.
Just MTA.
No, this is a good one. Delta Airlines, $712.40.
Where are you going?
Going to the Bay. I said this on Friday's Patreon, but
yeah.
My boyfriend is meeting my parents. Woo-hoo. So that's that flight. I posted a mobile payment. I like paid it off.
What'd you pay off?
My credit card. Do you want me to read like what I paid?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. $2,500 to my credit card.
Good job. Paid it in full?
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks.
This is great.
I'm telling you, I'm doing really well.
This is great. Are you joking?
Not like I'm doing good. I meant like
your credit card.
Yeah. And then the next two are the train. Ugh. NYCT pay to go, $290.
Boring.
And then if you want bonus, Kava, $43.33.
43. Oh, you got me two. And okay, his, I was yeah. gonna say that's
imagine
crazy. You could have made that at home. Let's do one more.
Are you scared?
I don't know. These are just so good.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah.
13. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Ooh, different color blocks.
Okay, good. Ooh, these are pretty.
She has teal, navy, red, and gold.
I think I had to do gold.
Yeah. I do it again. Take a fat hit of a doinky.
Say less. I haven't smoked since I've been sick, so it's been like a week and a half.
Perfect. Get those lungs right.
I'm gonna be lit.
A fat hit too. This is the one where I was like, you can't necessarily do it on camera, but it'll be good. Are you high yet?
No. It doesn't go that quick. Anytime like I try to get her to smoke, she's literally like, hasn't even pulled her away from her mouth. She's like, guys, I'm really high. I'm like, you can't feel it yet. It takes a second.
And I swear my immune system or whatever makes it hit really quickly. Your immune system. My metabolizer quick or something.
Oh my God. Oh no, actually, I'm glad I did that. Thank you. That was nice of you.
Of course.
I needed
of course.
That.
It was a good one to end on for me.
Yeah.
I get one more.
4, 10, 7, or 13?
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Black, pink, yellow, or red?
Black.
I knew you weren't pink, black. Buy me dinner.
I got you, girl. I just paid off my credit card. One of yours. Do you want to read the rest of yours?
Yeah, we should. We should read the rest of ours now.
Okay, I had...
Ooh, what am I going to get for dinner?
Okay, don't go crazy.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Drink the V8 in the fridge.
Have we talked about the V8?
I think so.
Or was that on Patreon?
Maybe on Patreon. There's been a V8 in our fridge since October, and we're both like, we're not going to throw it out. Because yeah, like it's a full, good V8. It's like one of those minis, too.
Like the airplane.
But I said, slam it. Like...
Shotgun the V8.
That would have been crazy.
The acid reflux I would experience.
You would throw up.
Yeah, I
would
throw up. Cut it.
I had cook me dinner twice this week.
Ooh, okay. I actually would have loved that one.
Yeah, of course. If you were to date anyone in your industry, who would it be?
Ooh.
Scroll back to a pic on May 13th and show us what it is.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah, you want to do them?
Should we?
I think so. Go get that V8, girl.
No, besides that one. Besides that one. The ones that you didn't do were reveal a weird ick about your ex. Give me a compliment.
Oh, that's cute.
You're going to find $20 on the ground.
Oh, I love that one.
Eat a garlic clove. Text your mom and tell her you love her.
Oh.
And that's it. Yeah.
Well, mom, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Woo! Yeah, mom, if you're also listening, I love you too. Also.
Yeah, me too, Sonia.
Well, that was, I just felt rude if I didn't.
All right, Kristen, show us a photo on May 13th.
Oh, I'm doing all these?
Yep.
Okay. On my camera roll?
Yeah, go through your camera roll and like, if you don't have one on May 13th, go to the 12th or 11th or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, just sick. Oh, here's one. There's a flower.
Oh, cute.
Here, I'll screen record so you guys can get it too. I have a flower.
Whose cat is that?
I think I saw it outside. Yeah, it was like outside a plant shop. It's just a baby. And then a kitty again.
Oh, another cat.
It's just doing a good job. Wanted, help, dead help or alive, wanted. McDonald's. Oh, this is outside of a vegan place.
It's
funny. Bounty for McDonald's. So that was cute. That's it.
Cute.
Reveal an ick about your ex.
Oh. Which one? Anyone? I got a lot.
Just like.
Of icks, not exes.
Right. Just like a good one for the podcast.
Have I said that my ex still calls his mom mommy?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. God, if that's not the biggest ick, though.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Mommy. No, but like in a grown voice. Mommy, yeah. Can you?
So I was talking to mommy the other day. Yeah. Right before I moved to New York, I dated a guy for about like 3 or 4 months and he peed sitting.
Oh, I had an ex that did that. Oh, I kind of think like a lot of men do it in comfortable closed doors.
Really? It's an ick for me.
It was a high school boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
That tracks. And that tracks.
Yeah, they're like
same, but like they get along.
Yeah, they get along really well. They sit together when they pee. That's funny.
Yeah, I hated that. Who would you date in your industry if you could pick one person?
So we're going just social media here.
Yeah.
I need to like look at
go to my your feed real quick.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind. He has a girlfriend, but Henry.
Oh,
it's this guy. This guy Henry. He's like, he's blowing up on TikTok right now, and he's fucking hilarious. He's literally like, his humor is everything I want my man to be. His handle is Henry, 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 Henry. And then the fifth Henry is missing a Y. God, he's fucking hilarious. I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend.
One day.
Yeah, he.
Maybe they're not serious.
I would date him. Like, in a fucking heartbeat. Oh! But also, I don't know if I would date people in my industry.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
It just depends. It obviously depends on the connection, but like, I think.
It's not what you're looking for right now.
It's not what I'm looking for.
No.
Okay, next on our agenda. Next for today's business. Let me get out my pink notebook. This notebook, you guys.
We should have used our game notebook.
Oh my God. We have this notebook from Auckland, and it's our score notebook for like, hold on for a sec. I forgot I was high, and I was like, why am I like slowing down? What's up? Like, I had to like reality check on myself.
Are you high now? You want to walk us through it?
No, I'm good. But okay. Like, I forgot because right. I just haven't been smoking. Anyway, we have this notebook that we would just keep scores in, and we still have it till this day, but we're starting to like overlap on old pages. It's the cool. It's the cool. Maybe it's only cool to us. I don't know.
No, I think it's really cool. And there's just like a whole bunch of names in there that were. Oh, remember when
we had over and to play cards with, like.
And it's funny because it started as Leanna's work, like work from home notebook.
The first like three pages are like property tax shit, like, and then it just turned into the household notebook. But this notebook right here,
look at the fly.
I know. I saw that in my room. Super gross. I'm like rude. Like, why are you in our house?
Why are you here?
I've had this notebook probably since like 20. Actually, I think I have a date of the first page. Oh, it just says Monday 7/1. I don't know what year. I'm gonna say
year 20, one,
the first year. I'm gonna say 2017.
Oh wow!
And this notebook started as the book The Artist's Way.
Mm-mm.
It's like a workbook for creatives to like get if you're in a rut. You follow these prompts cool. and it like gets you back into your shit. And it started as that. So the first couple pages like are that and like a lot of just journaling and like letting my emotions out and everything. Whoa. It's just stream of consciousness shit, but I was in a dark place. So it's very dark.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want to read one?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'll read you one though, but okay. Like not in here.
Of course.
But me being the Aries I am, I got over that within like the first week. So then it turned into my notebook for like to-do lists and okay. shit like that. So that's what these tabs are. It's like old brand deal shit. And like, here's some numbers for charges of something.
Oh my God.
There's like recipes in here. I literally don't know what this is. List for photo shoot, text David, text Mike. Like, I don't even know what this was.
Who's Mike?
Yeah. I couldn't fucking tell you. mapping out content. Yeah, it just became like a random notebook. But then I'll still go back to it if I'm ever like needing to journal something out of my brain real quick. So this notebook is just like.
Full of everything.
It's everything. And I skip pages and
oh, I love skipping it. Pages. I never go like a notebook like this.
No, you just I don't open go in to order. The first thing.
Yep. You open to whatever page feels right
exactly.
for that.
Exactly. So. For we're today, we're going to play MASH. If you didn't play MASH growing up, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll teach you how to play now out. And you can get on.
Play with your coworkers.
Or like play at a bar.
Yeah,
like
fun.
This is a good bar game. You have a bubble in your throat.
I know. Fuck.
So it's called MASH because it stands for mansion, apartment, shack, and house. This is how we played at least. I'm sure some people would be like, oh, no, it stands you play this for way. This.
Whatever.
This is advice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we grew up in the same town and we learned the same way.
Yeah, so. We did. So you start writing MASH hella big at the top.
And this basic, the premise of this game is to predict how your life is going to turn out.
And the accuracy is 100%
true.
So yeah, you start with where you're going to live in the MASH and then we're going to go some categories. What are some we should do? We need a spouse.
We need a spouse.
Okay.
So who do we want our spouse to be? How many kids do we want to have?
Okay.
Income bracket.
Should we combine that with an occupation?
Yeah. Occupation right? / income.
Okay. What about the car you're driving?
The car.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Let's do two more categories. So we have six total.
Okay. So it's even on the page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's literally why I wanted to do it.
I get it. City we live in? What town?
Yeah.
State? City? State?
Let's do city.
Yeah. Like the color of our life. like an aura color.
But that will come with what we end up getting. How about the end we determine the color of it?
Okay.
And like, we'll say,
okay.
I'll write it down so we forget. Let's have it be who your neighbor is and we'll do like celebrities.
I had that thought, Kristen.
You swear?
I swear on everything. I thought, what famous person would live next to you? I swear on my entire fucking life and all of my family. I had that thought.
That's fucking crazy. That is, that's going to be it. Okay. Celeb neighbor.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Wow.
That's actually nuts. Final thing, spouse, number of kids, occupation and income, type of car, city you live in, and your celeb neighbor.
Now, am I picking, you usually pick four for each category. And am I picking yours or am I picking mine? I think you should pick.
I pick for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So your spouse. Yeah. Spouses.
Do me up good.
Okay. Here we go. Tom Hardy.
Yeah. That was my first pick too.
I figured he's clearly on your mind.
Throw Spike in there.
No, I'm throwing some weird shit.
Okay. Oh God. Yeah. Remember, I'm going after you.
No, I'll throw him in there.
Okay.
By default. So maybe we should do five.
Yeah.
We'll do five.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
Hot.
I thought this was going to be a bad one.
I'm fucking with you guys.
I'm fucking Kevin Bacon. Chad Michael Murray.
Current?
No. Cinderella like, story.
Okay.
You're welcome. And final, Oprah. But you don't get her money. Gold digger. Okay, number of kids. 0, 7, 2, 1, 1/2 0.74 Throw it in there. Okay, occupations and income. Brain surgeon.
Ooh, nice.
But you didn't go to school.
Oh, so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my God. I'm going to be fired immediately.
Exactly. However much brain surgeon.
Oh
make.
My God.
How much do you think they make?
$325 easily.
Okay. $325?
In the whole lifetime?
The rich. Okay. What else? Taste tester.
Cool. Am I tasting your food?
No, you work for.
Like a magazine or something?
No, you work for like Ocean Spray. And you make
fruit snacks
30k a year. No, you like their new juices and like
they have fruit snacks too. I think
you tell me. Flight attendant.
Okay.
I don't know how much they make.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Yeah, they're probably making like 75. I was gonna say like 60 to 80.
Oh my God, 70 to 140.
Hey,
okay. Per year.
I'm gonna.
It's such a big range.
I'm going 87k.
Yeah,
but it's for Spirit.
Fuck. So I fly the plane half the time.
So you're not trained. Next place you work, Kim Kardashian's bodyguard.
Who am I fighting off?
Honestly, I wonder. I want one of their fucking security guards to like
spill the tea.
Yeah, whistleblow.
Yeah,
because they've.
You said a whistleblow.
You're making
they come out with a tell-all.
They could. You're making 500k by the way.
Easily. With these guns.
Yeah. But you have the same body strength. So you
I am weirdly strong.
You are weird. And weirdly is the right way to describe Alex's strength. It comes out at night.
I could move a couch by myself.
It's crazy. And it's, she's not kidding. I'm laughing because it's just so really true. It's shocking. Okay. What's your last job? Voluntary cop.
Paul Blart.
No, you're like, wait.
You wrote your P upside down.
And like, I spelled voluntary. I wrote voluntary cob. I spelled it voluntarycob. No, you're like Dwight. So you're making zero, by the way, because.
Oh, that's my full-time gig.
I mean, you're volunteering.
Okay. Right.
How do you spell voluntary?
I think that might be right. Is that right?
I don't know. That's not the point of the game. Okay, your cars.
Maserati.
I'm going to go Corvette, but like an 08.
You're such a bitch.
And like the back window doesn't roll up. Let me say no window. No wind.
What color is it? Gold?
Yeah. Wait, wasn't this Steven Hando's old car? Okay. Next car. I'm just going to go OG Civic.
Tried and true. You can't go wrong.
Safe. Yeah. Get the kids around. A Mazda Miata. Okay, I'm going to say rollerblades. So let's make this one
transportation. Okay.
Rollerblades and then walking like
on all fours.
No, like you know when people do handstands and they walk?
Crab walking?
No, but you're in a handstand. Oh. So you're walking on your hands.
Hands only.
Yes. Oh, I'll even write that.
Oh my God.
Okay. City. I got to throw NYC in there. Vallejo. Modesto.
Walking on my hands in Vallejo.
Not the weirdest thing I've seen in Vallejo. Modesto. Dubai. Walking in your hands. Oh, your last one. Let's see. The Ozarks.
Hey, I could do it.
Yeah, no, you're good at it now. Okay, celeb neighbors. Let's go. Ooh, who would be like the worst celeb neighbor? Like, who'd be yelling? Who would be like really loud?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Jimmy Kimmel.
I feel like he's a good neighbor.
Yeah, I feel like he's like really chill. Oprah Winfrey again.
Wife and neighbor.
I wrote Oprah W. As if it was the other Oprah. I had to put the last initial. The director of fucking Kill Bill.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
My girl.
Are you actually seeing people on TikTok being like, why are we glamorizing her?
No.
They're talking about like, guys, like she's a master manipulator. Like it's, there's like a whole side of the world that's like really, think she's really in against the wrong. Her.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of intense.
Back to business. Back to work.
Sorry, we're sidetracked. Okay, so the way we narrow down who, like what you're going to get in what category is I draw a spiral over and over again and I say, tell me when to stop. And when she says stop, I stop. And then I count how many spirals I made. And then that'll be the number we use. And I will explain further once we get that. Look away.
Oh.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, here we go. Okay, so now I'm going to count on the list 1 through 9. The 9th one I cross off. And I just do that over and over again. Until
you have one left.
Chad Michael Murray's gone.
Damn it.
Kevin Bacon's gone. Oprah's gone. Dang.
Ooh, I have 2 good ones left.
Yeah, you have your current boyfriend and Tom Hardy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Your current boyfriend.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Meant to be. Ooh, what kind of life are we going to live?
Let's see. Number of kids. Let's go. 2 kids.
Wait, what if this comes true, you guys?
This is crazy. Your jobs are nuts. If this comes true, you've made a career jump. Oh, no more. You're not a taste tester.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That was the least on the list, right?
Voluntary call. Oh, right. Oh, you're not a brain surgeon.
Damn it. It's okay. I wasn't good at it anyways.
Right. You're right. It's probably better for all of us. You're not a voluntary cob. All right. Spirit flight attendant or Kim K's bodyguard?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Kim K's bodyguard.
Oh my God. So I'm making
$500,000.
I'm hanging out with Kim K every day and I'm clearly got strength. I love my life.
This is incredible. Let's see what car you drive.
I'm scared of this one.
No rollerblades. I'm sorry. No Honda Civic. No Corvette.
You didn't put one good car on there.
You got hands only. So how are you going to bring your kids to school?
Well, my boyfriend got a car.
No, we actually need to do this for him so we know.
Right, what life he lives.
Because if they don't match up, I don't know what you guys are going to do. All right, city. No NYC.
Damn it.
It's okay. Well, you're going to get out. You're living here
now. Walking on my hands.
Dirty hands. Ew. You could wear gloves though. I never said that.
Thank you.
Oh, no Modesto. I'm sorry.
People out there like don't know what Modesto is.
If you guys don't, just look it up. I don't even know what Modesto is. Oh, the Ozarks. Nope. Okay, so Vallejo or Dubai. It's Vallejo.
The way that this is like so accurate to what my life could be.
Yeah, this is very possible. Now, celeb neighbor though.
Okay.
Who's living what in celeb is living in fucking Vallejo? Reminder, we have Danny DeVito, Jimmy Kimmel, Oprah Winfrey, Tarantino, or Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
I feel like Tarantino probably has a house in Vallejo.
Yeah. I could see Gypsy flocking there too.
Right?
Jimmy Kimmel's out. Oprah's out. Gypsy's out. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, retired in Vallejo. Like, that makes sense.
He's got this. All right, now MASH.
Oh.
Name of the game.
Right.
Where are you? What type of house are you going to live in Vallejo? Not a shack.
God bless.
Not a mansion. A house.
Okay. I love my life.
So Alex, right here to my
right. I think I like this little life.
You should like film this and put that song over. That's funny. She lives in a house with her current boyfriend. They have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
She is a bodyguard for Kim Kardashian, making $500,000 a year. Her form of transportation is hands only, which, by the way, you're going to be mad yoked.
Which makes sense. Because now I can take care of Kim K.
This is incredible. You live in Vallejo and your celebrity neighbor is Danny DeVito.
Oh my God.
Welcome to your life. It's like turning another page.
I love my life.
This is so good. I'm so excited for you.
Holy shit. Okay, get ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, before we go on to mine, what is the color of your life?
Oh.
We were saying we'd pick a color.
Every time I think of Vallejo, I think like a dusty light blue gray.
Okay, I was looking at what's
outside.
Yes, I was looking at you waiting for you to say blue because I think blue too.
Yeah, then this is a very blue life.
This is like a dusty blue life.
Yes, dusty blue.
Yeah.
Dusty sky blue.
I was thinking the same thing.
Whoa.
We're on the same vibe today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We should hang out.
What do you want for dinner?
I don't know. I'm kind of hungry right now.
Okay. Not yet, Kristen. Wait. It's 4:21.
Blaze it.
Okay. Spouse. Christopher Spice. Walken.
Ooh. That'd be a fun life. Pete Davidson?
Don't influence. But I was going to do him anyway.
Thank you.
I'm trying, like, do I want to go realistic with it? Do I want to go, like...
Do both.
Okay. Okay.
Because you had, like, one realistic one. Like...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a boyfriend right now, but...
Okay. I'm going to do your high school ex.
Okay.
He's married. He's
literally married.
High school crush. Changing it.
Oh, thank God.
Not ex.
Current crush. High school crush is my current crush.
Right. High school crush.
Diplo. Diplo. Ugh.
Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh. Michael B. Jordan's cute.
So cute.
He's so cute.
Look how he spelled Jordan.
Jordan. Jordan.
I just realized I haven't spelled without spell check in so long.
Yeah, it's different on the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a savior.
Let's go look at mine. The voluntary cob is the funniest thing I've ever done.
Okay, kids. 13 kids.
Whoa. I'm going to have sciatica crazy.
Zero kids. Twins.
Oh, twins is cute. Do we know the genders of the twins?
Identical girls.
Cute. That's hard to carry, though.
Yeah. 3 kids plus 1 adopt.
Love that.
And then I'll go 8.
John and Kate plus 8.
Yeah. Kristen and Christopher plus 8.
That's what I was going to. That was the joke I was going to make. And then I didn't because I thought it was going to be stupid. And then you did it.
Wow.
We're just on the same wavelength today.
We really are. Okay. Job. You're going to be an FBI agent.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Very cool.
And what do they make? Probably like 150.
I'm sure it depends what division.
Right. 150K. We'll say it. Professional dancer.
What type of dance?
Ballroom.
Ooh. Foxtrot.
Yeah. What do they make? You're not on Dancing with the Stars or some shit. You're not that level. You have your own dance studio.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm probably making.
I'll say like 85.
Yeah. That might be a lot. Well, if I own my own studio though.
Yeah.
We'll see what city I live in.
We'll see.
And if that studio that'll determine that city like is crazy.
I put 85K. I feel like it's good. Wow. Good ground.
Take it. An allocator for Ted Baker. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I go back to your roots.
All right, and allocated for Ted Baker. What was I making there, though? 42,000? I think that's what I made. Should I pull up my old contract?
Yes. Carpet washer.
Ooh, that's satisfying. I'll take that.
Yeah, but not that kind. You go to, like, people's apartments.
Oh, like, I'm, like, on my hands and knees. Yeah.
Probably make, like, 35K. Professional chef. I'll give you a good one.
Whee! Thank you. Ooh, I hope I get that one.
Own restaurant. What are they making? 150?
I don't know.
Depends where you are.
I'm so bad at this shit.
Okay. Let me just throw a wrench in this one then. You're head chef of Sizzlers. Or like a TGI Fridays.
Oh my God. But like I take it so seriously. I'm like, yeah, chef.
Yep. Yep. You have everyone in the back calling you chef.
Especially after the bear.
Yeah. You probably make like 32. Car.
Honestly, I'm happy with the cooking. Car. Can I have a...
You can't ask for anything. You didn't give me one good car. So I'm going to...
Yeah, really? I gave you more economical options. Sorry, I'm just trying to save the planet.
You have to walk backwards everywhere you go.
Okay, I'll get my ass right. I'll wear shape ups.
Convertible bug.
Cute, what color?
But it has to stay convertible.
I'm used to that.
It has to stay down.
My first car was stayed convertible all the time. It was broken. So when it would rain, I would have to like strategically not drive.
Oh God. Okay. It's going to be wrapped with a Sizzler logo.
Ooh, is it the company car?
No, you own it.
But I'm just that passionate yeah. about my job. Well, we'll see. I might not even get that job. We'll see. We'll see.
And you might still have that car.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Tricycle.
Ooh, I saw a guy riding a tricycle the other day on Third.
Really?
Yep. He had like a bag of pastries and he was eating them and he was like on a tricycle.
Funny.
He was mobbing too.
I'm also going to give you a unicycle.
One oh, of the- that's actually what he was on. It was a unicycle. It was one of the big ones? Yeah, he had one of the big wheels. Yeah. That was what it was. My uncle could
tricycle is like the little kid.
Yeah, it's weird.
Razor scooter.
Ooh, I'll mob.
Shin killers.
Yeah, ooh. When you hit the inside of your ankle.
Ugh.
Fuck.
It's the worst. Okay, city. City, city, city. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to randomly pick a place on the map, and that's where you got to go.
Okay.
I'm moving over to Europe.
Ooh, love this. Okay.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Egypt.
Egypt. Very cool with the pyramids. There's a lot of history there.
A Sizzler in Egypt.
It's at the top of one of the pyramids.
Okay, Egypt, Pacheco.
Oh, good.
Fresno.
Fresno's crazy.
We will do Miami, and I'll give you Studio City.
Okay, these are good.
Yeah,
I'll take these. Besides
Fresno,
I'll take Fresno over Pacheco, to be honest.
Wow, huge. Okay, celeb Nabe. Look how I spelled Nabe.
Nabe.
Michelle Obama.
Whoa, so I'm living somewhere nice. Well, no, she can have a second home.
Ooh, who's someone who's going to be like really loud?
Christopher Walken.
No, let's do Skrillex.
And he's always practicing his new sets.
Always really loud. Really, really loud, Kristen.
Get ready.
Okay, who's someone who's probably stinky? Who's got coffee breath?
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci.
He's probably a nice neighbor, though. I feel like when I move in, he'd bring me something.
Yeah, he'll bring you like muffins, or like if you need butter, he's got butter. Mm-hmm.
Like European butter, like really nice butter.
Okay, I need two more. Let's give you like a professional athlete.
Hot.
Something to look at.
It's my candy. Tristan Thompson. Could you imagine? Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Marshawn Lynch.
Oh my God. Draymond Green.
Will Ferrell.
Ooh. I would want to hang out.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Look at my spiral. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Whoa, you had 9.
Kristen, that's crazy.
We are on the same vibe.
All right. Diplo, gone.
Thank God.
Pete Davidson, gone.
Put it back. Put it back.
Christopher Walken, gone.
Oh, dang. I was actually banking on that.
High school crush, gone. Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. I could take it.
He's your spouse.
Love it.
How many kids y'all gonna have? 13, gone.
Thank God.
You're not adopting.
Oh.
It's between 0 and twins.
Okay.
Twins.
Okay.
Identical girls.
I could take that.
With Michael B. Okay. Yeah. What's your job? Either an FBI agent, pro dancer, allocator at Ted Baker, a carpet washer, or a pro chef at Sizzler.
Allocator at Ted Baker kills me.
FBI, gone.
Ah.
Carpet washer, gone. Pro chef, gone.
Damn.
Pro dancer, own dance studio.
Okay. But you said it's like ballroom dancing though.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm like choreographing weddings though, like I'm making money.
Tricycle gone.
Wait, there's a fly and it's about to go on our lens. Oh, I want it to. Go to the lens, buddy.
It'll look like a like
in the ring
movie. Yeah.
In the ring when it comes on the it's gonna go.
Oh,
it flew away. Okay, sorry. What is this? Cars?
Cars, your tricycle, and your convertible bug wrapped with the Sizzler logo is gone.
Damn.
So you're either walking backwards, unicycle, or Razor scooter.
Walking backwards is crazy.
Razor scooter, gone.
Damn. Yeah, spare my ankles.
Oh my God, you're walking backwards. We're both walkers. We can walk together.
Yeah, we walk weird. People are going to be like, those girls are weird.
Duh, they probably already do that. Fresno, gone.
Okay.
Miami, gone.
Oh, that would have been fun with Michael B.
Studio City, gone.
Oh, that was my favorite one. I love Studio City.
Egypt, gone. Pacheco.
Shut the fuck up.
Jake. Also, guys, we're like, when we go down the list, like cross off, we're going out of orders because like I would know the 9th one of each one of these. So we're right. Like hopping
bouncing around.
Yeah.
Of course.
Pacheco. Celeb neighbor. It's okay. We both ended up in our hometowns.
That's kind of crazy. Hey, we can hang out.
Yeah. We could walk to each other.
Wait, oh yeah. We can drive.
Cross
over,
the bridge.
Over the bay or the Venetia bridge. Down Columbus. Like.
Oh my God. I'm
oh
dead.
My God.
Okay. Your celebrity neighbor. Say goodbye to Michelle Obama.
Aw. She was a safe neighbor.
Marshawn Lynch. Gone. Will Ferrell. Gone. Stanley Tucci or Skrillex.
In Pacheco.
Skrillex gone. Stanley Tucci.
Okay, this is the better neighbor.
Yeah.
He's okay. Like very kind. And Pacheco, oh, though.
Mash. What kind of house? Apartment gone. House gone. Shot gone. Mansion.
In Pacheco. Mansion in Pacheco.
You're probably like borderline Martinez. You know, like say, the hills.
You know the like where like Marissa Hazen used to live?
Yep.
I'm right there. It's,
yeah.
What's that road? It's like it's at the top of Vine. Center is that Avenue.
Vine? Is that Vine
I don't
Hill?
Know. I don't know. I really don't know.
I know
past Hidden Valley, yeah,
where the tree was the
and
root.
You have to go slow because yeah. There's a big bump. Exactly.
Yeah, that is where you live.
Okay, I actually like it up there. It's very like woodsy. It's cool.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan is your husband. You could live in a mansion. You have two. You have twin girls.
This is so awesome.
Identical girls. You're a pro dancer.
I'll take it.
And yeah, in that area, 85K.
Yeah,
tracks.
Yeah, my thing's probably in Walnut Creek.
Yeah,
my studio.
And your audience is probably, or your demographic is probably like older.
Yeah, like the Lafayette, Arinda, yep. People trying to like,
they're trying to move
their body while they're still alive.
Yep. And you probably do like wedding things. Okay. Yeah. You walk backwards though. Only
it's fucking fly.
City Pacheco. And your neighbor Stanley Tucci.
I think I like this little life. No, really though, I think I like this.
Our lives are great.
If this is anything how it ends up,
we're solid.
I'm pretty happy.
Nothing crazy.
I think Michael B. Jordan is married right now, though.
No.
Isn't he? I thought he was.
No.
I know he doesn't have, like, kids or nothing, at least I don't think.
Better not be.
I gotta send him this.
The hell?
I wonder if we get along.
Probably. Who do you not get along with? Let's be real.
Right.
No, he's totally single.
Dead ass?
Dead ass.
Well, now what?
Yeah, I think you should hit him up, maybe. Say, hey, you want to go to Pacheco?
Hey, you ever heard of Pacheco? You ever been to the Sizzler?
You want to take some ballroom dance classes?
I know a studio. I don't know. I'm probably not his type. Like,
I don't think so.
I don't know. He seems like he'd be with like a more like put together person.
Yeah, he looks like he probably doesn't laugh at like fart jokes.
That's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to. I don't. We should redo this.
Basically, fuck you, Michael B. Jordan. Just kidding.
No. But fart jokes are funny. And if people don't laugh at those, I never understood that.
Yeah, he just doesn't look like the type.
You know? I can fix him.
You could get that fix with Stanley Tucci. Like, go next door. Because he laughs at like, fart jokes.
And he goes.
And then he farts.
Yeah. He does. And I feel like he like goes like this. Yep. When he laughs about them, he like covers his mouth. And it's like. Like, I'm being so crazy right now. I really do love him a lot. He's
oh
so funny.
Oh, my God.
I can cook with him.
Yeah.
It's like big chef vibes. So, I don't know. The way I'm, like, actually, like, feeling emotions about this and, like, really, like,
what color
it.
Is your life?
Oh.
I get, like orangish red.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, the deep purple in your pants.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I see that, too.
Yeah. I think I associate that deep purple with Pacheco. So we're starting with location.
Yeah, that tracks.
Especially us getting the two cities that we actually
that
have
we
like
know
association
emotional,
with.
Yeah, like an emotional tie to.
Yeah, it's like a deep, deep, deep purple like your pants. Like almost fucking black.
Right.
And yeah, and like traditional ballroom dancing is kind of like that regal purple.
Right. Jewel tones.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm at.
Okay.
What's my job again? Oh wait, this is a dancer. Duh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm getting
What's
mixed
my
up.
Age again? What's my age again?
That was the worst joke you've done.
No way. Someone laughed.
Because they felt bad.
Comment down below if you laughed.
This is the worst episode.
No, it's not.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I hope
is
not.
It, I just, I don't know. Like, is this episode annoying?
And if you find us
comment
annoying.
Comment down below. You guys literally asked for this. You either get this or you get some like tear jerking, some serious fucking conversation.
Right.
About something.
This
like,
is what, this is what we revert to when we don't want to be serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, this is our coping mechanism.
This is the two sides of my personality.
Yep.
Is this or like contemplating what
life's
my
purpose
is on this planet.
Well, that's how it be sometimes.
And I think my life's purpose is also to be silly like this.
Yeah. We have one more thing to do.
What?
Never have I ever.
Oh my fucking God. I forgot about this. We asked you guys on Instagram to send a never. Sorry, have I ever? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, let's do a few. Should we just do like some rapid fire ones? And if we've done it.
Well, yeah, let's start with five fingers.
Right.
And then put a finger down if you've done it. And whoever's first to five down wins.
Okay. Or loses.
What are we losing?
They got to take a shot of the V8.
A shot of the V8?
No, I can't do it.
I was going to say I can. This game's always hard when we play together, though, because we like know everything that we've done.
That's why we got what other people said. Because like if I was coming up with them.
I know, but the ones we're choosing.
Oh, right.
You know, like right. It's like there's some I could choose here, but I know for a fact you haven't done it. So it's like, what's
the point? Then should we just.
Yeah, like scroll and tap and whatever. Yeah. One. Okay, let's do that. Okay, let's look at each other. Let me go to the top. Okay, ready, go.
And stop.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
This is a good one. Go ahead, you go first.
Okay, never have I ever flashed someone.
Yeah, oh my God, of course. Yeah, that's a good one though. Never have I ever driven by an ex's house. I have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody fucking does.
I can't hold this three like that.
I know, I don't know why we're doing that. There we go.
What are we, in Germany? That's how they hold their threes.
Let's scroll again. That feels fine.
Yeah.
But
they count like this though.
Like down?
Yeah.
I go, how do you guys count? I go one for my thumb. One, two, three, four. Start the thumb.
Me too.
And I always like punch it like that. I'm always like one, two, three.
But we do like if we hold up three, we do this. Three.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Not the point.
If that joke didn't hit, cut it out.
Yeah. Cut this whole episode. And stop. Never have I ever pulled a hair out of my ass.
Absolutely.
After the shower?
I'm so fucking lutely. When you have hair that literally goes to your ass.
No, mine, when it's wet now, it goes to the top of my crack.
Yes. You're bound to get some strays.
Yeah, it happens.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
No.
No.
Okay, scroll. Ready? Go. Stop. What is it?
Picked my nose and ate it as an adult.
As an adult? No.
No.
As a kid? Absolutely.
Gross.
Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush. I've used someone else's. It says, never have I ever slept with the same guy as Alex.
That was my last one.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, it said slept with the same person.
Are you serious?
What the fuck?
What's happening? We're having so many synchronicities.
That's so crazy. That's crazy.
No, guys.
No, we haven't.
Have never fucking done that and never, absolutely never, ever will.
No.
The closest we've ever been is best friends.
Yep.
Slept with best friends.
I thought you meant like
weird. I know. That's why I clarified. I was like, that sounded weird.
Okay. Never have I ever stalked an ex and made a fake profile to talk to him and catfish him.
Absolutely not.
No.
And I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No, please don't do that.
It's a little
catfishing is not. Did she ever text you back?
No, I miss her. I love her.
I know. Had a one night stand. Yeah.
Yeah. That gets us. All right. We're both down. Woo! The one I clicked on was peed a little while laughing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All the time. All happened the time. Literally during this episode.
Like, all the time.
Always happens as you get older. Wow. I feel 11 years old.
How I
old
love do you it. Feel? 13.
13?
Yeah.
Well, you're older than me.
Yeah, I feel like middle school, but I'm at the age that like we could throw on, what was the movie that we used to always watch at Leanna's? And I used to feel like such bad kids for watching it.
Super bad.
Super
that
bad.
That was a fucking movie we watched at Leanna's.
All the time. And super like, bad. That was like in the genre that I wasn't really allowed to watch at that age.
Yeah.
Just because like there's a lot of dick it's references.
Raunchy. It's raunchy. Fucking raunchy.
I feel like I'm that age. You know what I mean?
I guess that age is 11 for me. That's yeah. when I was watching that. Because 13, I think 13 I was.
You were getting into harder shit. I
was literally doing drugs. But like, I was too old to be playing shit like this.
Right.
I think 11 is where it stopped for me.
Okay.
This type of like MASH and Cootie Catcher and like this type of cutesy daydreaming about boys.
Right.
I think once I hit like 13, it was like, no, like I'm like spitting game. Like I'm like right. trying to be like.
You're like making moves.
I'm trying to be like hot.
Yeah.
Like, but like I'm literally.
And you want to like date the football player and exactly. everything. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. This really, really did something for
I
my.
Loved
like I want to keep, I want to keep playing.
I know. I was thinking we should do MASH, but like with stuff we like can't say on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like people that we like. It's so fun.
So fun.
You guys should really play. It really does something. Look up how to make a cootie catcher. It's really fucking easy. And
it's cute.
But like, bring it to the bar. Like, this is like something I would like whip out like a deck of cards. Actually, on New Year's, it was like after the ball dropped. It was kind of towards the end of the night. I was making a cootie catcher.
Oh, really?
With a,
I didn't catch that.
With a candy wrapper. Yeah. And then.
Did you do it?
Well, I didn't have a pen. So oh, I, like, right, it was, right, and it was right. Microscopic. I couldn't do anything. And yeah, someone was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, oh, it's a cootie catcher. They're like, what? Like,
yeah. Do you guys not even know what a cootie catcher is?
Yeah. I'm curious to see other names.
What are you calling a cootie queen? You lint licker.
I'm curious to hear what you guys also call this. I know it's a common thing.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. I used to like
a number.
I used to like color mine and like make them really nice.
Yeah.
You can make them like really pretty. And I know we did dares on this, but the reason I threw in the like, you're beautiful and all that, that's what I used to do. I used to do like positive things.
That's sweet. I just wanted to
tear me to shreds. No, mine weren't bad.
They were just fun.
They were fun. All right. I have to go to the bathroom really bad. That sounded like I had to poop. That sounded like I had to poop. I have to pee really bad. But when you say go to the bathroom, it's like,
oh, she's trying to hide something. Yeah.
No, I literally just have to pee.
Yeah, because you don't say I gotta pee. Yeah. You say like, if you have to, you gotta do it.
You're like, oh, I have to go to the restroom.
I have to use the restroom.
Yeah. Okay, where's your restroom?
Yep.
I'm like, I need to answer them quickly because they have to poop.
Yep. You mind if I use your restroom real quick? And it's like in concerning tone.
Can I? It's like,
can I please use your restroom?
You, yes. Are you okay? Could I get you anything? No, I have to pee.
This was really fun. This was really fun.
Have a great week this week, you guys.
Do something fun. Do something to
exercise
really
your inner child. Yes. Don't take it so seriously. We're past all the New Year's shit. You can relax your shoulders now. Mm-hmm. Like, welcome to 2024 and have fun.
Don't be that person who's still saying Happy New Year also. Yeah.
Oh, no, I got it fucking last night at the ice cream
shop.
No,
you did not.
Yeah, he was like, "How have Happy New Year." And I said it back because it's sweet. But I was like, shut up.
It is the 13th of January.
It's, yeah.
2 weeks in.
It's just, it's.
Oh, God.
When do people stop? I don't know. We'll see. But
see, March, maybe?
That's ridiculous. That's a third or a fourth into the year.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. All right, guys. Have a good week. We love you.
We love you guys so much. We'll talk to you on Friday if you're on our Patreon. What should we do for Patreon?
Oh.
More like fun kid games.
Yeah.
That you guys played. Maybe we can do another round of something.
Yeah, we'll think of something fun.
Or
and
we'll
then
just do like an off the ball subject or something. We'll think of something.
And then as always, if you guys need advice on Patreon, we're always there to do general advice for Friday episodes as well.
Yep. Send anything in and we will read them. Mm-hmm. All right. We love you guys so much.